This is Jeanette and J-John, Asian Pop Radio.
This is the Jeanette and J-John show on Asian Pop Radio, and we are excited to be crossing to Vietnam now to have a chat to musician Ethan. How are you going, Ethan?
Hello, everybody from Australia. Hello from Asian Pop Radio. I am good. How are you guys?
We are very
We're doing
well.
So good.
We love having a chat to you.
Yeah.
You've always got good things to say, Ethan.
Thank you so much. Thank you for remembering me.
Oh, it's hard to forget you.
We always play you nearly every week.
We do, actually. We always find a way to get one of your songs on our show each week. Now,
oh, really? Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
So let's recap a little bit for our new listeners, Ethan. How long have you been in the music industry and what kind of things have you done?
Okay, I started singing in 2000, in year 2000. And between year 2000 and 2007, I also was involved in a movie called Strange Bedfellows with Mr. Paul Hogan. And I was on the TV series Martial Law. And after that, I got on to the musical. Miss Saigon musical. We toured all around Australia. And after that, I went to Malaysia and lived there for a little while, learning a bit more about the industry. And then I went to Vietnam and started my recording career here. So in Vietnam, I did some television show that you would be very familiar with. It's like So You Think You Can Dance, as a choreographer. Along that, I do a few judging on some television show as well, for those singing and dancing shows.
Yeah.
Okay, after that I did I'm just in Vietnam, I'm singing every night. I have my regular gigs on at several places as well. Every night I'm singing.
Wow.
As well, so along with trying to get some singles and recording out to everybody, so that we keep everybody having something to listen to.
Amazing.
So just yeah.
Do you get time to sleep, Ethan?
Yes, I do.
Just checking.
Even though sometimes I find it hard, because I got home about 12 o'clock, usually midnight after my shows. And by the time I get to bed, it'll be like 1 or 2 o'clock, And then on bed, I'll be like catching up with my Facebook stuff, and I'll be like 3 or 4 o'clock before I sleep.
Oh, no.
So usually I get up very late, during the day mostly.
You need a manager.
Yes. Yeah. And recently I got interviewed on the New York Times. The New York Times interviewed me about my life. It's in connection with the Miss Saigon musical too, because Miss Saigon musical is now being performed in Broadway, New York at the moment.
Ooh.
So
wow.
Yeah, so that would have been a great opportunity to be interviewed by the New York Times.
That's amazing.
And I'm still recording. I just finished recording another song, which I'm not publishing yet. Will be like in a few months, so
okay.
Please wait for that. But talking about musical, I just performed a song from the Phantom of the Opera recently, The Music of the Night, which is kind of a challenging song. I had a really great accompaniment who could play, just using only one organ, and he played all different kind of sounds within that organ.
Amazing.
So that's a great piece, and I would like you guys to hear it.
Ethan, you've done so much so far. I mean, do you have a career highlight?
A career highlight, yes. I think things are just going gradually and things like that. So nothing big highlight like, I had in a past few years,
Yeah.
So at this few years, it's a kind of bit, it's smoothly going gradually, nothing like big jump and things like that. It's been good, but every year I try to, like a little live show, like we call it mini live shows.
Right, yeah.
And I do that on my birthday. So usually I use my birthdays as a time to do my mini live show, just to get people together.
Ethan, I'm hearing that you are a very busy man all the way through the year, and then your birthday finally comes along and you don't even give yourself a birthday to relax. you hold a concert for other people.
Yes. I am, because I have a passion for the orphans. As myself, I'm an orphan myself.
Yeah.
So every time when it comes to my birthday, I would like to organize a fundraising or a charity show. So instead of friends just meeting me up and giving me flowers and presents and things like that. I just said, look, you don't have to give me presents and flowers. Just save that as a donation for the orphans here.
Yeah, that's lovely.
In Vietnam. Yeah. And so, the mini live show is actually like an opportunity for them to come together and do that donations and come together for me to also let them know how much donation that we have, you know, organized and we have achieved, and also to pass it on to the orphans on the night. So that's what I do every year on my birthday. And so this year is coming up. I have already started the process of calling out for donations for the orphans in Vietnam.
Amazing.
This is the third year I've been doing this. The first year was for orphans who are poor but are very conscientious at studying. So we raised only like very little, not a lot, because it's the first time we did it. So we raised only about 33 million Vietnam dong. Converted to Australian dollars would be about, I don't know, about 1,500.
That's not bad.
Dollars only. Yeah, so it's very small. But in the second year, I did again, second year for the orphans, but the orphans with disabilities.
Right.
So the second year for this, and we raised 57 million Vietnam dong, almost double the amount in the second year. So this year I have started calling out for donations already, and we will finalize on my birthday. I like to do it early so that, you know, people have more chance to more time to think about how they would like to contribute or what, however, and also give me enough time to organize it properly. So far I have already collected about 5 million dong already, but there's people who are promising to donate. So with about 20 million dong I haven't received yet, they are coming in. So we're hoping that this year we might double the amount of the second year too. So, and this year we're hoping to donate and contribute to the orphans who have HIV positive status.
Right.
So you know, so so I'm helping orphans in different you know, demography year by year, because you know, there's so many people out there who needing our help, and I don't think I can myself can help everybody, so I can only help little by little, you know.
Well, that's the
this
thing,
little social group and this little social group. Yeah,
and there's lots of good causes out there, and we can't support them all, but if one person kind of stands up and takes the lead and encourages their friends and their followers to support a cause, then everyone just needs to give a little bit, and then they'll get a lot out of it in return.
That's right.
And so can you tell us about the event itself? Like, will it be mostly yourself performing, or will you be inviting your friends to go along and perform as well?
I have invited, you know, because it's a charity show, so there's no pressure for anyone. So I have invited all my colleagues artists, all the colleagues singers, colleagues dancers, whoever want to contribute to the show, to let me know. So I have a few people already agreed to come and do the show with me. You know, I don't want it to be my own show either. I want it to be a show that people come together to really a good cause for the orphans. In this show, I have three other singers agree to join me, and three other little kid singers come to join me. And it's going to be like a family show. Children, you know, can watch it. Parents can watch it, you know, and it's not like, so it would be more for a family setting.
Oh, very good.
And anyone who would like to know a little bit more about this information, they can check it out on facebook.com/Ethan Sing and Dance Charity Show.
Excellent.
And you can find all the information there. I update it, you know, whenever I get updates from people, from sponsor, from, you know, information. It is bilingual. You can look out for the English postings if you cannot read the Vietnamese postings.
I have to
it's
say,
all on page.
You are very good at that, Ethan, with your bilingual postings. Yeah. I always know what's happening, which is probably why I keep tabs nice and easy.
Okay, great. Yes, because I have friends all around the world, not just in Vietnam. I have friends in Australia and America and Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, you know, Malaysia. So they all like know what's happening as well.
Yeah. Like,
and
my co-host Jeanette here, she's got friends everywhere.
Do I really?
Great. Yeah. Wonderful.
Um, Ethan, have you asked our good friend Kiet if he's going to be involved? Because I'm pretty sure he's in Ho Chi Minh, the event, right?
Who? Sorry?
Kiet. Hoi An Kiet.
Ah, okay. Yeah. No, I have heard from him. I have heard from people about him, like you and some other friends of mine who know him. But I don't know him personally.
I will make him do it.
I have actually spoken to him.
I will make him do it.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Any connection is good. You know, the more the merrier.
Ethan, if you can give me more details on the concert, because I think I'd like to go along my hometown of Footscray, because obviously there's lots of Vietnamese businesses, and so I would like to go along there with our V-pop specialist Mark Pham, who's part of our team, and we will just go along to all the restaurants and we'll ask them if they can support your event, and then we'll hopefully send some money over.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, it's all on that page. It's all on the facebook.com/Ethan Singer Ethan Sing and Dance Charity Show.
Excellent. Thank you very much for being part of our show tonight, and it's been great to hear what you're working on, and I wish you all the success. Yeah.
You're very welcome, and thank you for, you know, interviewing me again. All the best to all my fellow Australian. I miss you guys. I'll be back next year, I hope, to Australia for a quick visit. So I hope to see everyone there.
Excellent. We look forward to seeing you again in the studio. Thanks, Ethan.
You're very welcome. Everyone is here, you know, welcome to message me on Facebook. My Facebook is facebook.com/EthanToi, T-H-O-I. So you can always come and message me.
We'll do that right now.
What a beautiful day it has been tonight.
I think it's because you're in the studio, Jeanette, and you're just like oozing beauty.
Great. Oozing out of all the things you use as a description,
spewing out beauty,
adjective,
dropping beauty,
diuretic beauty. Straight to the poo joke.
Good. You know what? You 30 seconds into our session today, before we turn on the mics, you'd made a poo joke.
Not my fault you have gastro. Anyway, that was
gastro.
Hoo Hoo by Oh Yeah by Hoo Hoo.
Yeah.
Hoo Hoo?
Love them.
Hoo.
Love it. Hey, we are proud to play Asia-wide hits on Asian Pop Radio.
Yes.
There are so many ways you can listen to us, like...
Download our app.
It's free via the App Store.
Or Google Play. Yeah.
iOS or Google Play, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, good. You can
on our website.
Subscribe to... Yeah, you can go to AsianPopRadio.com.
Like us on Facebook.
FB.com/AsianPopRadio.
Go to our podcast. Subscribe, rate and review.
You can do that by going to iTunes.
Yep, on iTunes.
And guess what? We were number one on our Podomatic last week in the pop category. That's pretty cool because you guys made it happen. Thank you. Thank you.
It'd be weird if we weren't in the pop category.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's a second word in our title.
What category would we be in if we weren't in pop?
Asia.
maybe.
Or radio.
Yeah, radio, yeah.
Or Jeanette.
Is there a Jeanette category on Podomatic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's R-rated stuff.
Yeah, I bet.
Me.
Spewing out with all sorts of stuff. Asian Pop Radio.
I just ate fluff on the microphone again.